And so salt and zombies are now playing.
Fight! Ow! Not your teeth. Ow, you little shit. Excuse my language, old elbow. Ow! Yeah. Ooh, big mouth! Big teeth!
I just house falling down.
What
is it? Jeremy? That's a bone she's got. Well, it sounds like it.
She's got her stag bar.
Ah.
Here's your stag. Can you have it?
You have a stag night, Zogs?
Yeah, look. No, don't even think about doing that.
What?
She's going for the toy bar.
I will let her do it.
You're doing it. That's what Ian used to do.
A happy dog's always a dog that likes its toys.
Yeah, do you want this? No? Come on, here, look. Shall I get you a new bone? Do you think you need a new bone? Give me these ones, then. Give me these ones. Where are they? Where are they? Give me with you stupid dog. Oh, bloody hell. Are you done with it, you little bastard? Excuse my language. She's got it in her mouth. I was looking on the floor and it was in her mouth. Oh dear. Blind fail. Found the chocolate tug. It's funny because it still smells.
Of chocolate.
Of chocolate. It's a rope tugger. That came with
a Christmas hamper.
Yeah, and there were chocolates in it. And I
always, as in doggy chocolates.
Yeah.
But it's just terrifying.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Doggy chocolates. Not that she got, not that they got given the chocolate. But it was just the toys they got. And one of the things inside it, well, there were, because I got, Eden and Zara got one each.
Yeah.
And one of the things, the toys in there, was a tugger. And ever since then, although the dogs have had them in their mouths and they've played with them and whatever, they still smell...
of chocolate.
Of chocolate. Smell
yeah.
it.
I know.
Prove a point.
I know.
It's not soggy.
I know it's not. Yeah, it does. Mm.
So I always call them their chocolate tuggers.
Yeah.
And there's two of these. I don't know what they
are. That's the one she whacked you on the leg with, didn't it? Was it that
no.
one?
No.
I thought it was that one.
Had... No, that one...
Or was that the one with the ball on the end?
Yeah. She's now killed, but that's fine. God, this bloody toy box is full of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what some of them are, though. And I don't know why on earth he had them. There's got a few bones in here, which I need to go through at some point.
Yeah, it's like a it's like a graveyard in there.
Shut up. Let's give her a new bone, because I got her a few bones from
Pepe. At least you haven't started to degrade, otherwise you could call it a crematorium.
Oh! In her cupboard. There it is, her cupboard.
you know, someone was talking the other day about songs not to play at funerals. And,
oh, yeah.
Yes, and,
yeah, well, you came up with some,
Well, I was just thinking about, you know,
bad ones,
if the people were, if the if the person in question was cremated,
yeah.
You'd have to think about food or cooking related songs, wouldn't you? You know, because obviously. I suppose you could have the takeaway song. Because after the funeral, the body's taken away and cooked. There you go.
Oh, look! Bone for you. God knows what other
treats we've got in here. Oops, there, can't shut the bag.
It's back. And now I'm not
doing
what you and Eden used to make me do.
And that's Kentucky Fried Chicken's on the bone.
Oh, shut up.
Shall
I open this up for you?
McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza. Anyway. That'd be quite funny to play that at a funeral of cremation. Although I dare say I could think of some better offerings later.
Yeah. In the front room, please. Good girl.
Yes, suffice to say we're in the bedroom at the moment. Just chilling out before we head into Yarmouth.
Are you trying to catch me up with your audio booze or something? Because you'll never succeed.
What?
I'm just saying.
Catch you up with what?
The amount of audio booze you do.
Catch you out or catch you up?
Catch me up.
I thought you said catch you out.
Catch me up.
Oh, no.
Because you'll never will. Because I've got over 630 something.
Oh, I'm not trying to catch anyone up. I'll just do them when I fancy it.
Catch me.
Ah, woof woof. Yep, so I just like sitting here and chilling out before we go out. Not really much else to report, to be honest. It's been a nice quiet day. Warm, admittedly. Meant to have rain tonight and tomorrow. Salts and I are going out for dinner tomorrow night with family. My family, as in, you know, because we're up here. We're going to the King's Head. So that'll be alright. They do good food there. If nothing else. So, yeah.
I might be able to do a boo there if I... But then I can't quite wear my AirPods yet.
Why not?
Because my ears.
I thought your ears were okay now.
Well, they are, but... Where have all the towels gone?
Tumble dryer.
Where have all the towels gone?
Long time past here.
Oh, I found one.
Where have all the towels gone? Long time ago.
Well, got washed in all the hot water and the soapings everywhere.
When will they ever?
I can't do it, even though you taught me how to do that.
What, towel flick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. But it won't have much effect.
Right, well, because you're not doing it the right way. Ow!
Well, that did even if it wasn't right.
She's bloody violent today.
I am not. I repeat live on audio, boo. I am not violent.
Ow!
But I'm not. Usually.
No.
On a serious note, I'm not.
No. Just messing about. Oh, dear.
Why am I sitting next to you? I need to go and get ready.
I have no clue. Not that I'm complaining in mind, but I still have no clue.
God, look at that. Good belly. you trying to do? Do I have to do for an hour? 74%
location. That's not difficult. I've done that before.
It is difficult.
No, it's not. 74% location.
1417. Why have you got
Daniel
talking on your phone?
74%. Oh, I like Daniel, the enhanced version.
I got Karen enhanced.
Yeah, Karen's alright. Yeah.
Enhanced Karen.
Might be good to read, like Kindle books.
She's alright reading, but. Anyway, I'm going to bagger off ski and you carry on with your boo boo.
17 minutes past 2.
Alright. Woof.
So,
what?
I think we got a little shit in this room somewhere.
What?
It's all right.
What's wrong with you now?
Oh, there's a fly or something in there, trapped in the curtain.
No, it's not.
There's something trapped in the curtain. That was all.
No, it could be the bags moving in the cupboard.
Oh, and it also could be the wind blowing against the
curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, could be. Freaking
out. Is there anything there?
No.
What did I do with my towel?
I don't know. Probably in the bathroom.
Well, I'm going
now. Found it?
No. Probably in the bathroom, I'll see.
Yeah.
Really, really woo.
What? No, I'm just laying here.
What's that wah
for then? I'm just stretching out. There's a lot of loggles is in the front room, stretched out with a bone. Which is perfectly good. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah. It's nice to see her messing about and playing and stuff. So, yeah. Tell you something enough, we're going to that vet's yesterday. Because it was the first time I've been to Haven since Eden died. So, yeah, it really was quite weird going there, I have to be honest. Not in a bad way. You know, I didn't think I'd feel... I didn't think there'd be any problems in my going in there. But I wasn't entirely sure how it would affect me later, but it hasn't. You know, I'm all right, it's been 2 years, but, you know... When it comes to going somewhere for the first time after something happens, then, you know, there's always that first time you got to think about, isn't it? You know? Yeah, so that's... it was interesting going there. It looked like it hadn't changed a bit. Made friend with another dog yesterday, little mongrel, Heinz 57, whatever you want to call him. What? What's wrong?
I was in a world of my own and they
sent me. Oh well. Never mind. Yeah, so I made friends with this little doggy. You know, it really is sad, isn't it, when dogs are scared of the vets. Because, I mean, how can you really tell them that it's perfectly, you know, it's going to be okay to go there, that it's for their own good, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's so hard because you sort of feel like you're like, torturing them or something. I mean, you're not, and you know you're not. But because they're so scared of it, well, some dogs are. It then creates a problem, which is quite sad. And it is quite sad, I think, because, you know, it's... Yeah, it is quite sad. So, spent a bit of time just stroking this dog and just talking to it. You know, because it's sad to see dogs who are afraid, regardless of the reason. It is sad to see. And she was harmless. I was talking to the owners as well, and they said that she was perfectly happy to, or perfectly friendly, so I didn't mind. So that's all to the good. Yes. The other day I bought myself, I haven't got it yet, but I bought myself one of those Rivo keyboards, remote interface to voiceover. I figured, you know what the hell, give it a crack. See what it's like. It's meant to be very, very small, pocket sized. And, you know, I wouldn't mind a keyboard for the iPhone, to be honest with you, because certainly for typing, I find keyboards easier than touchscreen, but that's just me. You know. So I thought, well, it sounds okay. Like with any product, there's mixed reports about it. So it's a question of, you know, taking a bit from both sides and then making your own decision about what you think of it. So that's what I'm going to do there when I eventually get it. And I'll certainly tell everyone what I think of it when I get one. Obviously, when I'm more competent with it, because there's no point in me saying, oh, this is the Revo keyboard, it says this, 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 and this, and I do it. Oh, right, okay, how the hell do you do it? So yeah, I will do something as to what I think of it, for sure. I know there's been various podcasts done about the product, but you know, user perspective is always a good thing in any for any product. Certainly, I think so. Completely unrelated to blindness technology. I'll tell you what else I'm buying. I've been thinking about getting myself another CB. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I really miss it. And it seems it's still being used in certain parts. So, you know, and there's always a certain funness when it comes to CB over, like, the internet and stuff. I always thought so. I was always fond of it. I mean, certainly when I was a kid, I was on it for like hours and hours and hours just talking to... You know, I had a little clique of people that I used to talk to. We also, you know, we always used to talk at certain times of the day. We had like certain channels we'd meet on, talk at certain times of the day and whatnot. And, you know... Yeah, it was good fun. So I've been toying with the idea of getting one again and seeing who's using them. So yeah. Not sure what else to say at the moment, folks. I think I better probably renew in a minute, I guess. If we are going out. So on that note, I'm going to pause this. The chances are there won't be anything more to add to this one. I'll do another one later on, depending on what we do. Take care, all. I'll speak to you all soon. Pause recording. Button.